Why do we sing? Well, we sing because singing is a gift of God to us, right? But singing is a powerful instrument for our theology. It is a powerful instrument of God's grace to us, and it's an important part of our worship of God. Singing has always had great power. In the early church, in the 4th century, there was a guy who arose who was critiquing some of the views of Jesus. His name was Arius. He was Arius of the Alexandrian. His arguments were actually very technical. They were very erudite in some ways. He wanted to parse words, as it were. There was this Greek word, homoousios, which meant same substance, speaking of Jesus, that he was the very same in substance as the Father. But Arius wanted to come along. He wanted to make a change. He didn't like the idea of Jesus being eternal. He believed that Jesus was made by God, that he wasn't truly God forever. And so he came along and he substituted one little letter, a letter we would call I, just a small little letter into that word, homoousios, and he made it homoiousios, which meant like substance. Jesus was like the Father, but not the same as the Father in his deity. Well, this is what the academics of the day were arguing about, and most of the people of the day had a similar response as you're having right now. Well, that's very interesting, but do I really need to know that right now? But here's what happened. Oh, somewhere later in Arius' life, he became very popular. And his theories of Christ became very popular. And it got down to the kids on the street. And how it got down to them, their belief, his belief that Jesus wasn't fully God, it got to them in a song. Maybe you've heard it before, maybe you haven't. But the words of the song went like this. Arius of Alexandria, I'm the talk of all the town. Friends of saints, elect of heaven, filled with learning and renown. If you want the Logos doctrine, I can serve it steaming hot. God begat him, and before he was begotten, he was not. Little kids on the street going around singing songs that were all wrong. There was a time when Jesus was not, kids. Has Jesus been forever? Thank you. Jesus is eternal, right? Now, I tell you that story just to tell you the power of song. You know, you catch that tune sometimes, and you just can't get it out of your head, right? Now, I know y'all do that with my sermons, but some other preacher's sermons, you walk out, and it's hard to remember all the main points, right? But in a song, when you get that melody, it just kind of resonates and rings with you and continues with you, right? Why is it that we sing? Well, God has given it to us as a gift so that we can make our theology sing, so that our theology can be a flame in our heart, so that we can embrace it, head, mind, heart, body, and voice, so that we can proclaim the goodness of God. That's God's goal in giving us music, that the angels sing Him in heaven, right? They sing the beauties of God in heaven. And we will do that for an eternity too. And so it's good for us to practice that. But why do we sing? You know, I think if I were to ask, go around the room and have you raise your hands about why we sing, I would at least get one common answer. Why do we sing? Well, we sing to give God glory, right? Absolutely. We sing to give God glory. There is no greater reason to sing than to give God glory. But can I tell you there's something more in what we're doing tonight and what we do as a congregation? We sing to give God glory, but did you know that we sing together to give one another encouragement and instruction? There's really two reasons why we sing in the church. Now, the ultimate reason, certainly, is that God would have His due. Who is the champion of all of our songs? God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a triune God. Holy, 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 right? He is certainly the champion of all our songs. We want to sing of our Redeemer. But did you know, I think in God's mind, of penultimate importance, that is, not the ultimate thing, but the next to ultimate thing, the reason that we sing is to encourage one another. And that's why you should sing on Sunday mornings, or as the case may be, Sunday evenings with all your hearts. We do that, why? Because we sing truths with one another and to one another for our hearts and for each other's hearts. Did you know that some of the people sitting in this room have had a hard week? Is that true for anybody? Some of you have had a great week. But that's the beauty of worship and of singing. Week by week, we come in, and there are those of us who need the encouragement of God. We get it in His Word, we get it in the sermon, but we get it in singing together. And we help one another. You know, some of y'all don't sing out on Sunday mornings. Some of you are more worried about what the person next to you thinks than what God thinks about your singing, right? I understand that. I know there's one person in the room, Anna will never ask to be in the choir. That's why I'm glad I can preach. Or why I get to preach, at least. Because, you know, I don't have Jacob's voice back there, or Adam's voice up there. You know, nobody's going to ooh and aah when I'm done singing. But, a little off pitch, I can make a joyful noise to the Lord, right? Why do we sing? We sing to the glory of God, but we sing to the encouragement and instruction to one another. Now, I tell you that for this reason. Every time you come and sing, I want you to think of both. How do I give glory to God? How do I give encouragement to my neighbor? Let's join in those truths together. You know, our singing is much like the speaking of creeds, the speaking of truth. That's why we're careful about what we sing, because we don't want to be like the arrogants. We don't want to forfeit the truth, but we certainly want to sing the truth. Now, that's why we sing, but how do we sing? Let me read just a couple of verses from a psalm. Whenever my heart is distressed, I love to go to the Psalms because why? The Psalms are the songbook of the Bible, right? Now, there are other songs in the Bible. You know, let us have this mind that was in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2, what is Paul doing there? He's quoting an early church hymn. There are many of them throughout Scripture, but the easiest way to get to the songs of the Bible is to read the Psalms. And one that was really impressed upon my heart recently and in some challenging days was Psalm 116. About the love of the Lord for those who need help in helpless times. And so I want to read just for you a couple of verses and make just a couple of statements, and then we'll close. And notice there in Psalm 116, verses 1 through 9. I think it's about I wrote it down for you, 510 if you want the Pew Bible. About 510 in the Pew Bible. Here is the Word of God, though. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my plea for mercy, because He has inclined His ear to me. Therefore, I will call on Him as long as I live. The snares of death encompass me. The pains of Sheol laid hold of me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, verse 5, and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, He saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest. For the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I walked before the Lord in the land of the living. Now, just the first half of the song there. That psalm there, what is it? It's a picture of the truth of God. And what we sing, all the psalms, by the way, were sung, right? This was Israel's songbook. And they were all sung to one another, for one another, to God, for God. And there's three things here that I think really capture why we sing. We sing because our heart needs reassurance of the truth of God. And what God gives us in the Psalms and in the Scriptures and in the songs that we should sing, He gives us truth about God, truth about us, and truth about life. Truth about God. Notice, if you ever read a psalm or you ever read a good hymn, there's always a truth about God, right? Here, verse 5 and 6, what's the truth about God? The psalmist loves the Lord. Why should he love the Lord? Verse 5 and 6, notice there. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, He saved me. Notice there, God is gracious. God is righteous. God is merciful. You know, God is able to meet our need. Why? Because He is a glorious and gracious deliverer. And that's the heart of the psalmist. That's what he sings. You know, we know what it's like to be brought low in life, right? What's our hope when we're brought low? We can get up and go again and fight another day? That's not enough, good enough hope for me. I need a deeper hope. I need a hope of something that transcends the moment and the time. And what's that? God's a glorious Redeemer. Notice, for this psalmist, he had the experience of that. He knew God's graciousness, righteousness, and merciful nature up close and personal. Notice there in verse 8, "For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling." Isn't that a great verse? What is it that God's done? He's preserved us. He's redeemed us. What does he know? He's delivered us from death. He's stopped my eye, the tears in my eyes. He's kept my feet from stumbling. One of the psalmist's greatest remembrances is how God sets him firm. Right? So there's a truth. A good song always remembers the very character and nature of God. Right? Singing, hymns, psalms, and spiritual psalms. First, what we want to do is we want to see the truth about God. Whenever you sing, I encourage you to look there. What's the truth about God here? And then bring that to you. Okay? When you sing, it's not just something we do to pass a little time in the worship service. It's something we do to reinforce, often in our, I don't know if you noticed this morning, every reading hymn, you had this theme in it. Did anybody notice? There was a theme all the way through about the light of the Lord. You know, there's themes that we want to encourage and remember in our lives, but look for the truth about God. But also look for the truth about us. The truth about us. Notice here in verse 1 and 2. Here's the truth about the psalmist, and it's true of us too. "I love the Lord because he heard my voice and my plea for mercy. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live." What's the truth about us? We're a needy people. What's the truth about God? He's a gracious deliverer. You see, when you combine the truth about God and the truth about us, then there becomes satisfaction in the singing, right? Then there becomes satisfaction in the song. Why? Because we need the truth about God to be the remedy for the truth about us. There is a need in our hearts. And so God gives us that. Notice there, in verse 8, this was the verse that really captured me when I was working through this song. "For you have delivered," there's the focus on God, "for you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling." Very interesting. This is a very personal psalm. The psalmist is really recording truths about himself. 17 times in the first 9 verses, the word "I," "my," or "me" is used. You think he's speaking a truth to his heart? "I have need, God, and you are my gracious, glorious Redeemer." There's a truth about God. There's a truth about me. And then lastly, good songs have this. They have a truth about life. Notice there. There's a truth about God. There's a truth about me. But look in verses 3 and 4. This psalmist is very honest about life. He's not hiding the difficulty of life. He's willing to speak it in public places and acknowledge his need of God. Notice there, verse 3. "The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I suffered distress and anguish. And then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul." Notice there's the truth about life, right? Life is painful. Life sometimes is hard. But God is good. God is gracious. God is glorious. And so this is what I want us to do. As we practice tonight, as we sing Sunday mornings, as you sing in your car along the way, I want you to remember, we sing so that God's truth will resonate from our heart. A truth about Him, a truth about us, a truth about life. God is a glorious deliverer. And we can sing of that deliverance, and it never grows old. It was particularly relevant to me last week. We were singing in the morning service, and we were singing one of the songs that happens to be one of my son's favorite songs. And as we were singing, I could hear him above all of you. Pretty full last Sunday. It was a little off pitch, but it was fully engaged. And I have to tell you that warmed my heart. And the reason it did is because I knew that my son was singing what he believed. It was a great encouragement to me because I saw his great hope in God. When we sing next time, I'd like you to keep your focus on God, But listen close to your neighbor a little bit and encourage your neighbor in song, because this is what we need as we go forth in singing. A glorious God who delivers us from our sin and struggle. And we need one another to encourage that truth, to instruct that truth, to behold that truth together. So that's our goal in singing, okay? Now we've got one more song, and then if your stomach is rumbling, we'll have dinner together, okay? Thanks for coming tonight. This is something I hope that we will be able to continue, so that we may learn to sing the love of Christ together and to grow in that love together. Let me pray, and then Adam will lead us in our closing hymn. Father, thank you for the hope that is ours in Jesus. Thank you for being a God who delivers. And Father, as we sing this last hymn, may you set our heart upon a truth about you. That as we know the truth about ourselves, and as we know the truths of life, we might find you as our true solace and hope. Father, take us forth this week, singing the song of the redeemed, because we love you. Father, we will sing your steadfast love, for the redeemed say so. In Christ's holy name, amen.